3 miles out, 45-degree entry, quiet grass strip, tucked in the valley. No tower frequency on the chart, just a CTAF and whoever else is running patterns today. You key the mic. Millbrook traffic, Cessna. Final, Millbrook. Technically, you said something? The people in the pattern definitely heard noise. But did you give them what they needed? A tail number? An altitude? Which runway? Where exactly on final? I'm Pattern. This is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar. And today, we're going into the non-towered airport radio call. The self-announce. The common traffic advisory frequency transmission, or CTAF, that more pilots get partially right than fully right and partially right at a non-towered field is the kind of thing that ends with two airplanes on final at the same time. Neither one sure the other is real. Before we dig in, quick word for our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every milestone in the pilot journey. First solo, private certificate, instrument rating, commercial. If you've earned it, they've got a coin for it. Great way to mark the moments that actually matter. AviationSoul.com, let's set the stage. A non-towered airport, sometimes called an uncontrolled airport, is any field without an operating control tower. That includes towered airports when the tower is closed for the night. And there are a lot of them. The vast majority of airports in the United States don't have towers at all. If you're doing cross-country flying in the general aviation world, you will land at these fields. It's not a matter of if. At a towered airport, ATC is your traffic manager. They build the sequence. They issue clearances. Your radio call confirms you receive the instruction. At a non-towered airport, nobody is managing the sequence. You are the sequencer, you and every other pilot in that pattern. The radio isn't a way to get a clearance. The radio is how you build a shared picture of who is where. That's a fundamentally different job for the radio. A lot of pilots who trained at towered airports and then start flying to little grass strips forget that distinction. At the tower, you talk to communicate with ATC. At the CTAF, you talk to communicate with other pilots. So what frequency are we using? You find the CTAF on your sectional chart in the airport data block, with the frequency marked in magenta for uncontrolled fields. You'll also find it in the chart supplement, which older pilots still call the Airport Facility Directory, or AFD. Get familiar with reading that data block before you go. Don't be the pilot dialing in frequencies while you're trying to fly the 45-degree entry. Now, the call itself, the Aeronautical Information Manual, which pilots shorten to the AIM, lays out the recommended format. And I want to say recommended because CTAF calls at non-towered airports are not legally required in the same way that readbacks at a Class Delta airport are required. But recommended by the Federal Aviation Administration at a non-towered field is pretty much the same as required by reality. You have no other way to keep other pilots informed. The AIM gives you a 6-part structure. Here it is. Airport name, aircraft type, aircraft identification, meaning your N number or call sign, your position, your altitude, your intentions. And then airport name again. You say the airport name first, so anyone scanning multiple frequencies or half listening knows immediately whether this call is relevant to them. You say it last for the same reason. The sandwich approach, opening and closing with the airport name, is what makes a crowded CTAF manageable when there are multiple fields nearby sharing a region of airspace. A proper call sounds like this. Millbrook traffic, Cessna 172, November 4567, Foxtrot, 3 miles to the northeast, 1,800 feet, inbound for landing, full stop, runway 24, Millbrook. That call has everything. Relevant airport, check. Aircraft type, check. Tail number, check. Position, check. Altitude, check. What you're doing? Check. Runway? Check. Relevant airport again? Check. Compare that to what a lot of student pilots actually say? Millbrook traffic, Cessna, inbound, Millbrook. Somebody in the pattern heard that. They now know a Cessna exists somewhere in the universe. They don't know if it's a Skyhawk or a Skylane. They don't have your tail number to look for. They don't know if you're 3 miles out or 12 miles out. They don't know your altitude. They don't know which runway you're planning to use. You've added noise to the frequency without adding information. The AIM recommends your first call when you're about 10 miles out if you're inbound. That gives everyone in the pattern time to process where you fit before you arrive. If you're doing pattern work from the ramp, you make a call when you're ready to taxi. If you're crossing an active runway on the ground, you make a call before you cross it. Here's the sequence for a standard inbound arrival. 10 miles out, you make your initial call full 6-part format, entering the 45 for the downwind. You call it. Or if you're flying a straight-in approach, you announce that and give your position on final. Turning downwind, you call it. Turning base, you call it. Turning final, you call it. clear of the runway after landing, you call it. This last one matters more than people give it credit for. It tells the traffic behind you that you're off the runway and they do not need to go around. That is a lot of calls, and I want to be honest with you. Some experienced pilots at familiar airports will trim that sequence down. Local knowledge matters, and if you fly into the same little strip every Saturday, you develop a feel for the rhythm of the place. But when you're new to an airport, when you're a student pilot, when you're inbound to a field you've never visited before, the full sequence is your friend. It costs you nothing but radio time, and it gives everyone else in the pattern a complete picture of where you are. Now here's something I want to address directly, because it comes up constantly. The phrase, any traffic, please advise. You've heard it. Maybe you've said it. It's been part of aviation culture for decades. And the AIM specifically says this phrase is not recommended. I want you to understand why, because knowing the why is always more useful than memorizing a rule. When you say any traffic, please advise, you're essentially asking every aircraft in the area to key up at the same time. If there are three aircraft in the pattern, all three might transmit simultaneously. You get a wall of noise, you get nothing useful. Worse, the phrase creates a false sense that if nobody answers, the pattern is clear. It isn't. The pilot on a tight base might be too busy to respond. The ultralight running the river might not even have a radio. Silence is not safety at a non-towered airport. What you do instead is your self-announce call, your broadcast. You don't ask the pattern to speak to you, you speak to the pattern. That's the whole philosophy. Let me bring up the airman certification standards here, because this topic absolutely comes up in check rides. The ACS for the private pilot certificate includes radio communication as an evaluated task. The examiner is watching to see that you understand what your radio calls are doing, not just that you can produce sounds on a frequency. At a non-towered airport during the practical test, that means sequencing yourself correctly, making complete calls, and demonstrating that you're actually building a traffic picture. A vague call followed by no apparent awareness of other traffic in the pattern is going to generate a conversation you don't want to have with your examiner. Here's a scenario. Let's walk through this together. You're in the pattern at a non-towered field and you hear another aircraft announce they're turning final for runway 24. You're on downwind for runway 24. What do? You don't wait and hope for the best. You make your position call. You listen, you look. If you can't see them, and you're not sure you can establish visual contact and sequence safely behind them, you extend your downwind. You can announce that extension. You can say Millbrook traffic, Cessna 4567 Foxtrot, extending downwind, runway 24, will follow traffic on final, Millbrook. That call is information. That call is useful to every aircraft in the area. Here's something I wish someone had told me when I was training. The radio at a non-towered airport is not about being right. It's not about performing the format perfectly as a demonstration of knowledge. It's about giving other pilots the information they need to not conflict with you. Sometimes that means adapting from the standard format to describe an unusual position or a non-standard approach. As long as your call contains who you are, where you are, and what you're doing the job. Altitude in the call is important, and a lot of pilots drop it once they get comfortable with the format. I understand the impulse. You're in the pattern, everyone's at pattern altitude. What's the point? The point is you might not be the only aircraft transiting through. A pilot overflying the field at 2,500 feet needs to know you're at pattern altitude on the downwind leg. They might be wondering whether they're high enough. Your altitude call answers that for them without anyone having to ask. Let's talk about the ground calls, because these get skipped even more than the altitude reporting. Before you taxi, you make a call. Millbrook traffic, Cessna 4567, Foxtrot, taxiing to runway 24, Millbrook. When you're ready to depart, another call from the hold short line. Millbrook traffic, Cessna 4567, Foxtrot, departing runway 24, remaining in the pattern, or departing to the northwest, depending on your intentions. These ground calls catch the pilot who just turned final and hasn't heard you yet. They hear your call and they know something is about to enter the runway they're planning to land on. They have information, they can make a decision. That's the whole game. Let me walk you through the overfly technique real quick, because it connects directly to the radio picture you're trying to build. When you arrive at an unfamiliar non-towered airport, one option is to overfly the field before entering the pattern. You fly over at an altitude above the traffic pattern. Look at the wind indicators, look at the segmented circle, and get a visual scan of any traffic already in the pattern. While you're doing that, you're listening to the CTAF. You're building your situational picture from both sources at once. Then when you enter the 45, you've gathered as much information as you reasonably can. It isn't a requirement to overfly, it's a technique. And it pairs well with active monitoring of the CTF. Start listening before you're 10 miles out, not just at the 10-mile mark. Build the picture early and update it constantly. One more thing worth covering. What do you do when the CTF also serves as a UNICOM frequency? At most non-towered airports, the same frequency handles both traffic advisories and communication with the fixed base operator on the ground. The frequency does double duty if you need to request fuel or let someone know you're coming in for maintenance. You're sharing airtime with traffic calls. Keep the non-critical conversations brief. Keep your traffic calls standard and complete. Save the extra conversation for after you're on the ground. The AIM also covers what to do when a flight service station, or FSS, is associated with a CTF. At some airports, you can request weather information, wind observations, and a summary of traffic they've heard on the frequency. But they are not ATC. They are not separating you from anything. They're an information provider. The pilot in command is still making every traffic decision. Come back to where we started. 3 miles out. Quiet strip in the valley. No tower, just the CTAF. And whoever's in the pattern. The difference between a smooth arrival and an incident is not a magic number of radio calls. It's the quality and completeness of each call. It's active listening. It's building a mental model of who is in that pattern and where they are relative to you. The radio is the tool that makes the mental model possible. When you're a student and your instructor is listening to every call you make, don't let the self-consciousness make you rush. A slow but complete call is better than a confident but empty one. Take a breath. Airport name, aircraft type, tail number, position, altitude, intentions. Airport name, you can do it. The AIME, Section 4, Chapter 1 is your reference. The FAA also publishes the Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge, and the Radio Communications chapter lays all of this out clearly. Both are free on the FAA website. I'm Pattern, RadioHangar.com. Fly safe.